Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
To talk more about said baseball game and the MLB playoffs, he is John Heyman, MLB Insider. John, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
No problem, Sparky. How are you?
I'm good. I've talked about this whole idea of, you know, if the Brewers were somehow able to win this thing and win the World Series, and as good as it would be for Milwaukee, and it would be monumental, obviously, the parade and all the partying that would happen would be amazing. But do you think it could be to a level, I don't know if I want to call it Golden State Warriors, where now everybody chunks 53s a game because of what the Warriors did there back there earlier, but could it get executives and so forth, you know, thinking twice about how to build rosters if the Brewers' way of doing things actually succeeds?
Well, we'll see. I mean, they're one of a few small market teams who've been spectacular this year. They're the best example of it. Perhaps, but there have been other small market teams that are doing very well. I mean, I don't know how you replicate it. I think a lot of people have watched Tampa for years and try to replicate that, and it's not so easy. So, I mean, I give them credit. First and foremost, they've done a fantastic job. They hired a great manager who should be manager of the year again, and motivates like very few others. And they just do a terrific job, but they are underrated in terms of the talent that they've gotten. Obviously, these guys are great players. Yelich and Turang and Churio, Contreras. I mean, these are four stars at least that they have on this team. Frelick also. So it's a highly underrated team. I think people overlook it maybe because it's Milwaukee and because they've had so many problems in the playoffs in the past. This team could really do it. I'm not going to be shocked if there's a parade down Wisconsin Avenue or wherever they put it.
Yeah, Wisconsin Avenue would be good. Maybe you end it at Summerfest grounds or, I don't know, something along those lines for even a bigger party at that point. But, John, the other thing about this, too, with this Brewers team is that game, too, where they come out and they pitch that bullpen game, this is a team essentially coming off of a bye where they're rested for like 5 days because they don't have to play in that wild card round. So it wasn't a deal where, you know, guys were tired or there was injuries or something like that. I would imagine that probably shocked the baseball world pretty good, including the trader Craig Counsell, who definitely was surprised during his in-game interview that he was having to deal with a bullpen game from the Brewers in game two.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of teams use that bullpen game. The Dodgers used four bullpen games en route to a World Series victory last year. So it has been very effective. I'm going to see one tonight at Yankee Stadium. The Blue Jays have little choice but to use a bullpen game unless they want to come back Gausman on the short rest, which they are not going to do. I'm kind of old school. I don't love the bullpen game, but if you use it effectively and it doesn't affect the pitchers, I'm all for it. My fear in that is, you know, one guy has a bad day, that could throw everything off. And the Brewers, nobody seems to have a bad day with the Brewers. So it's been an amazing run, really has.
Talking with John Heyman, MLB Insider, of course, for MLB Network. You can also read all of his great stuff at the New York Post. To John, when we talk about the Brewers and what this game looks like coming up here, Game 3, Jameson Taillon going for the Cubs, I think he's kind of been hit or miss a little bit. But then you've got Quinn Priester, a guy that if Brandon Woodruff is hurt and isn't hurt, you know, he's probably number three in this rotation going into this postseason instead of Quintana being number three. But he has to be one of the biggest surprises of the MLB season to this point. And now from getting traded to Milwaukee, struggling early in April, to now pitching an NLDS game is quite a remarkable story.
Preacher, yeah. I mean, that was a great pickup. I mean, they won almost every game that he pitched, right? So, I mean, can't go wrong there. They made two great pickups, too, right? Vaughn was a guy who was basically a discard with the White Sox, number three overall pick behind Bobby Wood Jr. at number two. And, you know, one of many mistakes that the White Sox seemed to make, but maybe not. Hold on there. Look at him. The guy can play. The guy can home runs for the Brewers. And I don't know what it is. They do, but they somehow find these gems for very bargain prices. The Red Sox did so many great things this year themselves, but the Priester deal was not a good one. It's amazing. They really have done a terrific job organization-wide with the Brewers.
You're obviously the insider, so you know all. I don't know all. David Stearns was here for quite a while after they got him from the Astros. He goes to the Mets. That was a disaster of a season. But he leaves for his dream job of the New York Mets. Matt Arnold has been here with David Stearns the entire time. Now he gets his chance to run this thing the last couple of years. From a Brewers fan perspective, I'm hoping your answer is no, I don't know of any dream job. But is there something out there where, from a Brewers fan perspective, it's like, okay, well, Matt Arnold's here now, but will he be here tomorrow? Is there anything looming? Because that New York thing was always kind of hanging over, I think, Brewers fans, knowing that Stearns probably wanted to get back to New York at some point.
Right. Well, Stearns is a New Yorker, so, that wasn't shocking. Almost a long time running, right? It was like 2 years in the works, it felt like.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And everybody understood that Steve Cohen wanted to hire David Stearns, and he did do that when the time came. No, I have not heard. I mean, obviously Colorado is remaking things. I don't know that Matt Arnold has any particular hankering to go to Colorado or that they're going to pay like Steve Cohen pays, which I doubt. So, I think you're safe there. I think you're okay with Arnold for a while. It seems like managers don't change teams very much, so you're probably safe with Murphy, too, right? Somehow they've worked it out, so teams don't kind of pilfer one manager or the next over, you know, when he's employed by one team, they don't seem to steal him away. And other than we saw with Council, let his contract run out and then left for Chicago. That was a very, very rare case, but I would like to hold, I think, you're in Milwaukee, you certainly want to hold on to both guys, but I mean, to me, Murphy's the best at what he does right now.
So when the Ricketts family decides to pay Craig Council, the trader, $8 million, John Heyman, what then were expectations at that point? Were expectations to do what he did in Milwaukee, which is get the Cubs to the postseason on a regular basis at $8 million a year? Or is the expectation for $8 million a year, you better win a World Series in X amount of years if we're paying you that much money?
Yeah, I don't know exactly. They certainly expected improvement. The first year there was none. This year there was. So I think overall they're probably okay with it. You know, it's not the Yankees. They don't consider it a failure if they don't win the World Series. Otherwise, you know, every year, for the last 100 years, except for one, was an utter failure with the Cubs. So I think their standards aren't quite that high, but certainly expected improvement, and I think that they've generally gotten some improvement. They certainly improved their roster, though, so I don't know if they think it was money well spent or not. As you know, he's not even the highest paid manager anymore. He did help, certainly Dave Roberts get a same similar deal for like a dollar more or something like that.
Obviously, I have vested interest as a Brewers fan to know what the situation is with Kyle Tucker. and the chances there are of him re-signing back with Chicago. Obviously, as a Brewers fan, I don't want him back with the Cubs organization, especially knowing that they gave up what they gave up to get him, and to have him walk in after 1 year, to me, isn't necessarily a great look for the Chicago Cubs. I saw somebody else say last night that their belief is that Kyle Tucker is definitely not coming back with the Cubs, regardless of what happens the rest of the way as far as how he plays or doesn't play. What are your thoughts on Kyle Tucker and what may be in his future?
Yeah, I don't want to say definitely, but it certainly doesn't feel like they'd bring him back, considering an all-around player like that is probably going to get somewhere around $400 million. And it does feel like certain guys have had bigger hits this year, whether it be Suzuki or Bush or whomever. He's played well. He's a good defender. He had that injury excuse, which I think was a fair excuse. He's going to get a huge deal. The Cubs don't really pay that kind of money. I don't know what their chances were at the beginning, but at this point, I would say that the Dodgers, the Giants, even the Mets, there are teams that are much more likely to shell out certainly $300 million plus for Kyle Tucker than the Cubs. I would put it on the unlikely category at this point.
Good. That makes me happy. Thank you, John. MLB Network Insider, of course, also covers the Yankees and the Mets as well. Follow him on Twitter at John Heyman. And I do want to talk a little bit about the postseason around other places. Obviously, you know, working for the New York Post, you know, you're going to talk about the Yankees and what's going on there. But I want to say in the NL first, Phillies, Dodgers. I think a lot of people had the Phillies making a run and winning this thing coming out of the National League. And right now, that Dodgers team looks like they probably are the team to beat in baseball, even though, you know, the Brewers are the one overall seed. I get it. They just look really strong to me.
Boy, they have like seven great starters. They're using two or three of them in the pen right now. But you've got Ohtani, Yamamoto, Snell to start things off. And then you've got four other guys who are also very good pitchers. They seem to have an advantage over everyone. Their bullpen is a mess, which is why they're using two or three of those guys in the bullpen. Part of the reason why they're using two or three of them in the bullpen in key roles. They do seem to be the favorite at this moment. I think when this started, I saw some sites that suggested the Phillies were the favorite. I assume that was probably because the Dodgers had to go through that first round, and you never know. I mean, you would think they were going to be Cincinnati, and they did rather handily, but, you know, it is an extra round, and I guess mathematically speaking, their chances were less than the Phillies. But at this point, I would say they're probably the favorite, but boy, Milwaukee's playing so well. I think they're probably a close second choice. And I know a lot of people were saying that whoever wins the Dodgers-Phillies is the likely World Series winner. Now I'm saying, assuming the Dodgers get past the Phillies, and again, you can't, no guarantees, but they only have to win one out of three games. And they end up playing the Brewers. Again, no guarantee, but it certainly looks really good for the Brewers right now, the way they're playing. I'd say that the winner of that series is the likely, or more likely, the World Series winner at this point. Those are the best teams.
One last question, John Heyman. Who's your pick in the AL as we sit today?
Well, I kind of think it might be Seattle. They've been playing the best, it seems. Nobody's great in the American League. It really isn't. I thought the National League was better all year, but the National League depth didn't really pan out yet. Colorado, obviously losing, I don't know, a million games, and you had somebody make the playoffs with, what, 83 or 84 wins. And so, you know, I can't say top to bottom the National League was better, but at the top, the National League is better, I do believe. But in the American League, they're all good but flawed teams. You know, I think Seattle or the Yankees was the pick to begin with, but right now the Yankees are down 2-1, so I'd have to go with Seattle.
He is John Heyman. Follow him on Twitter at John Heyman, New York Post, MLB Network Insider as well. John, as always, appreciate you coming on, and man, we are a far cry from you and I talking about the Ned Yost days, and I really appreciate that you and I both lasted this long to see it. John, enjoy the rest of your night, buddy.
All right, Sparky, always a pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.